This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Even if you're all done with your taxes, this is the season for spring cleaning. Organizing, if you will. Clear out the old, declutter your house, maybe, and money can work the same way. We have personal finance expert Farnoosh Torabi to give us the recipe for a productive financial spring cleaning. Welcome back to Marketplace Money.
Thank you, Lizzie, for having me.
All right, so before we dig into financial spring cleaning, I want to throw a news-related question at you. We've been hearing a lot about women's pay. The president has signed some executive orders relating to federal contractors. We have often heard this figure that women make 77 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. How does that gap look now in 2014? Mm-hmm. Does that hold consistent or is it narrowing?
It depends on the demographics you're looking at. If you look at millennials, for example, the gap is narrower. We see that while generally it's 70 cents on the dollar, broadly, when you're looking at men versus women, young millennials ages 20 to 34, that gap is actually smaller. It's around 93%, 93 cents for every dollar. And what's fueling that, I think, is we're looking at younger women going and getting their degrees at a faster rate than men, not just bachelor's, but master's. And then also the job market in some ways has been more favorable to women. We talked about how the recession was a man-cession. But there is something happening when they get older. Women are still at the forefront of domestic duties. They're the ones primarily leaving the workforce to tend to childcare because there are better provisions for them for that. And men aren't taking paternity leave. But there are a lot of forces at play.
We're going to turn now to the spring cleaning issue. So run through a mental checklist of kind of what you look at if you're going, all right,
yeah,
let me go through my spring cleaning here.
So with the theme of spring cleaning, and I just did some spring cleaning, I'm expecting a child in June. So we are all about decluttering in my house. But with the theme of, you know, decluttering, minimizing, getting organized, looking ahead, all of that applies to your finances. So I would say you want to automate your bills because that means less stress. It's minimizing your financial burdens. So automating your bills if you haven't already to make sure also that you're paying your bills on time, never get behind. Going paperless. This is something that we as a country are doing more and more of, but some of us are a little bit behind. If you're still getting some snail mail, make sure you're opting in for paperless statements through your bank, through your credit card company, any other regular bills. That will help to declutter and just give you peace of mind. I would also say now is a good time. We talked about taxes, so getting organized with your taxes and remembering that the IRS does typically audit. If the IRS does come a-knocking with an audit, they will want to see the last 3 years of your records and all the supporting documents.
So thinking 3-year windows is a good way to think?
Right. The one exception is if you are somebody who, and you have to answer this honestly, if you've been underreporting income and the IRS audits you for that reason, they could go back as far as 6 years. So if you're somebody that takes a little bit of risk with your reporting, pushes the envelope, make sure you have even extra support and backup. So that would be what I would do with taxes. But then also finally, you know, spring is a time when we're looking ahead. A lot of families perhaps thinking about buying a home. People are buying cars. They're applying for loans for school. So this is a good time to get a really firm understanding of where you stand credit-wise. You can do it for free every year. If you haven't already, go check your credit report on annualcreditreport.com.
And that's the free one.
And that's the free one. That's the credit report, which gives you access to your credit reports from all three of the major credit reporting agencies. You should definitely take advantage of this. It's your right. Check to see if there are any mistakes, because if there are, it could be something as small as your address is incorrect, or it could be that there's an account on there that you have no recollection of. This could ultimately impact your credit score, which is what lenders will look at when evaluating whether they're going to give you a loan and what kind of an interest rate they're going to attach to it.
You mentioned automating your bills and going paperless. A lot of people have concerns about security.
Sure.
Is all of that stuff secure and how to keep it secure? How do you do that?
Well, you know, I think that it's about making sure that you don't just put things on automation and then in your mind go on autopilot. You still have to be checking your accounts. I would say get in the habit of checking your statements online ever so frequently. I mean, I would say I do it every day. I check my bank balance every day. I'm kind of a nerd like that. But if you don't have that propensity, at least once a month, to make sure everything is accurate. Because sometimes, I mean, banks are getting more vigilant at making sure that everything is correct and there aren't any scams. But things fall through the cracks. And you're the best one to be able to judge whether or not you made that purchase or not. And timing is important. So the more active you are in checking your statements online, the more likely you can keep it from getting worse.
How can you boost your credit score? I think a lot of people wonder that.
The most important factors for boosting your credit score: one, paying your bills on time. So automation, we talked about that earlier, can really help with that. And then knocking down your debt. The credit score calculators do look at how much debt you are carrying versus the amount of credit that's been allotted to you. And it's not just enough to pay off your balance every month. It's important to pay it off as you go, because your credit score could be computed at any point during the month. It's not like they check it as soon as you pay off your balance. So if you're out there and you're maxing out your cards with the intention of paying them off at the end of the month in full, I would say go in and just start paying it off as you can, as you go throughout the month. Because if you are in the market for a loan and you know your score is going to get looked at, it's better to be paying down your debt regularly as opposed to once a month.
Farnoosh Torabi is a personal finance expert. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks, Lizzie.
What are your tips for financial spring cleaning? Share them with us at marketplacemoney.org or tweet us at LiveMoney.